is a joyful Merry Christmas to be with all of you this morning. And you too. Those sounds, especially at Christmas, are so welcome. So welcome. I wonder if you feel like you have managed all the things that have to do with Christmas. I can imagine that most of your Christmas presents are wrapped. Who has most? One hand. Okay, I still have to wrap a few. Maybe some things have been prepared for a meal. Yes, some things, not everything. Some things. Good. Five of you. Good. And maybe you've sung some carols here. Okay, you've seen some Christmas lights. All right. You've at least experienced some of the joy of Christmas. What a joy to celebrate the incarnation, God becoming flesh with all of these things. I wonder if you have received a Christmas gift in years past, maybe one that's sticking out in your memory, if you've received a Christmas gift that you cherished so much. Perhaps it was a surprise. You were not expecting this Christmas gift from someone, and it showed up, and you were like, whoa. Or maybe it was so meaningful, small, but so meaningful. Maybe it was that one little thing that was just such a joy to receive. Kids, you got these activity bags, right? We've heard the jingle bells and we appreciate them. There's a page in your activity bag and it says on the top, save this coloring page for the sermon. Here we are, we're at the sermon. I want you to take this out. Can you find it? Pick it up if you have it. I borrowed my son's, so I'm going to return it to him. I want you to draw inside the present here a gift that you received that you really loved. Okay? Will you do that? There's something on the back, but I'm not going to give that away yet. You're going to do that in a little bit. And I'm going to return this to my son so he can join in the activity. I wonder if you can think of that gift that was just a joy to receive. Christmas is certainly a gift-giving time. You know this. And it is certainly a gift-getting time. I noticed a marked shift in my life when I was moving into adulthood, where I was much less interested in receiving all the gifts that everyone had to give me. And I was so much more interested in seeing others receive the gifts that I had prepared for them. I couldn't wait to see their eyes. I couldn't wait to watch them take this thing out of the wrapping. I couldn't wait to tell them about why that gift mattered for me to give to them. I felt like a grown-up that Christmas. Before we ever get to the specifics of the Christmas story as recorded in Luke 2, I am compelled to wonder about the nature of the gift-giving God. I can imagine God preparing this gift we call Jesus, this gift of God's own self being given to the world. I can imagine God's attentive gaze as people begin to discover the depths of this gift and the impact of this gift and the universe shifting nature of this gift. God did not send God's self in reluctance, in obligation, or out of stress or frustration. Perhaps you've given gifts out of reluctance, obligation, stress, or frustration. No, that is not how God gave this gift. It was pure love that poured out on that very first Christmas night. God could not wait to see our faces. And so God got to work, wrapping this gift up, first in Mary's womb. Earlier in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 1, which is one of four books of the Bible that tell us of Jesus' life and ministry, Mary, this woman, is visited by an angel that tells her, you are going to be a holy vessel for the greatest gift that God could ever give. By the way, she is real young when she heard this news. Very young. And so she is afraid and she's confused and she doesn't know how this gift is going to come out into the world. But she says yes. She says yes. She says yes to being the one who bears this gift. Not only that, she says yes to receiving the gift herself. This Christmas, I've been pondering the significance of bearing witness. There is so much that we have borne or we have carried in the last years of this pandemic, of political divisions, of natural disasters, of violence and chaos. Every time we turn on the news or we turn on our phones or we just have even a regular conversation with someone else, we are bearing witness to things. I've been overwhelmed by the sheer volume of sadness and pain that there is to bear witness to it. At times wondering if there is anything good or lovely or joyful to bear witness to anymore. And then there's the Christmas story. Here is the greatest gift offered to us so that we might bear witness to something so miraculous that it shifts our posture and our perspective on those horrific things that we bear witness to. Mary was the first bearer of witness. In this case, what I mean by witness is the evidence or proof of something. Jesus is the evidence of God's self. God's self incarnate, which means actually put flesh on. There are so many ways that God could have incarnated. Certainly God did not need a womb or a woman or a special city or a particular context or anything else to come to us. God could have done that all on God's own. But God delighted in giving this gift all wrapped up in all those particularities. Wrapped up kindly and lovingly and willingly. And so this thing was wrapped in a womb and in a woman so that she might be the very first person to bear witness, literally bearing this child. There will be people that will say this Christmas time that the wrapping of a present bears no significance to the gift. Are you one of those people that's like, you don't want to see how I've wrapped the present? What's really important is what's underneath the wrapping. Anyone out there? If you're willing to be, that's true, Paul. That's true. You have other gifts. Yes, okay. Who of you is just very meticulous about the wrapping? And your hands go like this. Very good. Very good for all of you. I'm kind of like in the middle. You know, once I get frustrated, it's done. It's just going to be how it is, okay? There are many people that will say that the wrapping has no significance to the gift inside, but this is not how it is with Jesus, with the story of Jesus. The wrapping, the things around Jesus, the story around Jesus, the context around Jesus was meaningful. The particularities of Jesus' givenness mattered so much to those who felt discarded and unimportant and insignificant. We just throw wrapping paper away. But for God, the wrapping paper was significant. When it came time for the witness, capital W, to be born, Mary bore witness to her firstborn, a son. And there in her arms, fresh and new and probably goopy, because that's how babies come, Mary held the proof and evidence of God's delight. Scripture says that she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. It seems a peculiar thing for someone to do to God incarnate, this great gift. It also seems a very peculiar thing to do in those days. Nobody did that. No one was like, animals eat out of here, let me place a baby. No one did that. But hold that thought. I wonder what God's face looked like as God's own self lay there in a manger, unwrapped and glorious in his humanity and divinity. And I can imagine, if I really can settle into it, I can imagine the gaze of joy, eyes wide open, God leaning in towards those who are receiving this gift, God looking forward for them to really realize the kind of joy that's there laying in a manger. God takes great delight, and God couldn't wait for humanity to unwrap this gift. Kids, if you have been drawing your pictures in that present, have you been doing that? Can I see them? Can you hold them up for me? Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I love it. Oh, look at, what is that? I don't recognize that gift. You're going to have to tell me afterwards. Oh, wow, that is very colorful. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, I love it. Okay, now, can you turn the page over? You might see something that's a little scary. It's a face. For the adults in the room that didn't get an activity bag, there's a face on there. And I want you to do me a favor, kids. Can you draw on that head what you imagine God's face to be when we unwrap the gift of Jesus? What would God's face look like? Will you start drawing that? Okay. While this gift of God's self was lying in a manger, again, weird, shepherds, field people, were hanging out, doing their jobs where in the fields way outside of town. These shepherds, too, they bore witness to a lot in their line of work. And they were not prepared for what they would bear witness to that night. They were used to sheep that make noise, that smell, that do certain things with their bodies. And so they were not prepared for an angel. This angel appears to them of all people, and bears witness, the angel bearing witness to a marvelous gift that's been given. And then a whole company of angels, even more angels, this is ridiculous, they join that one, and they all begin to bear witness, proclaiming glory and peace to all the earth. Shepherds heard this. How could the shepherds resist this news? How could they resist the joy and the delight of this gift? They didn't. So they ran off, it says. They ran into town, which is not where they were allowed to be at that time of night, and they went looking for this very particular gift in very particular wrapping. You see, the angel gave them a hint about this gift. They would know when they found it because the gift would be wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Now, shepherds knew mangers, okay? They didn't know a ton of other things, but they knew what a manger was, and they knew what a manger was for. I've always wondered why that was such a significant part of the Christmas story, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Why does it matter where Mary laid Jesus? She could hold him. It's fine. Everything's fine. But you see, the manger, the cloths, they bore witness to the shepherds that they had found the gift that the angel had been telling them about. The angel said, "This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. God is going to come to a place that you understand." Sometimes the most peculiar things are given to us as signs so that we might bear witness to God in no uncertain terms. Because of the manger, the cloths, and the baby, the shepherds turn around and they begin, Scripture says, to bear witness to what they had seen and heard, that God's self had been given as the greatest gift in the most peculiar wrapping. What was astonishing to these people that the shepherds are talking to is that these shepherds weren't known for their religious attuneness or their theological depth. No, they were just known as being down and humble shepherds. But here they are, giving proof that God has given something miraculous, that God has given the greatest gift, and that God put it in a place so that these shepherds could understand, so that regular humanity could understand. Kids, I'd like to see. Can you show me the faces? Can I see the faces you drew? Oh, look at that. That's excellent. Oh, so happy, so smiley with those bright eyes. Oh, excellent. I wish my glasses worked even better so I could see that one a little better. I'll see it afterwards. That's beautiful. I wonder if you are aware of what you are bearing witness to. Well, we certainly bear witness to chaos and pain and devastation. I wonder if God wants to give proof of God's goodness and delight and joy to you. The gift of God incarnate, the gift of Jesus is that he wants to bear witness to you. God wants to be known by you and found by you and delighted in by you, to be cherished by you. And it's all because you are known by God. You are found by God. You are delighted in by God. You are cherished by God. When God sees you, God's face breaks open in delight. God delights in giving you God's self, and God cannot wait for you to discover this gift, to revel in its peculiarity, to experience the gladness of receiving this gift in its perfection for you. You, like Mary, you, like the shepherds, you, like the angels, get to bear witness to this gift. A part of the Christmas story that I can never shake is the line in verse 19, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Not only was her role as first bearer of witness to literally carry God in her womb, but it was also to treasure up the stories of those who had come and experienced this God up close. She got to see the shepherd's faces when they met God incarnate. She got to see Joseph's face when Joseph met God incarnate. She got to see later the wise men's face when they experienced God incarnate. She bore witness to Jesus, and then she bore witness to people's experiences of Jesus, and she bore this witness in her body and in her soul, treasured in her heart. Today is Christmas Eve night, and I want to invite us this Christmas to bear witness. God has given us the greatest gift, God's own self. And this gift was given in great delight, with great joy for all the people. And God is excited to keep on giving it. This is not a one-time gift. It's my prayer that you may experience the delight that God has in you this Christmas. A God who leaned in close to give us this gift beyond measure. A God who made our hearts both capable of treasuring and our lives capable of bearing witness to the joy of it all. This is the good news of Christmas.